on more than one occasion, I've used scripture that I found in the book of Matthew, where the religious leaders of the time, they asked Jesus, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus replies back to them, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest command. And the second is like this: love your neighbor as yourself." You know, one question that always seems to be asked when I talk about this scripture is, who is my neighbor? And I'll be honest, that's a pretty fair question to ask if you're supposed to love them. Your neighbor very well could be, in fact, it is the person that lives right next door to you. Your neighbor are those people, again, who are appropriately social distanced crowds, like I talked about earlier. But what I think Jesus was really talking about when he tells us to love our neighbors are those people next to us, those in need, those in the margins of society. Those are the people that Jesus is telling us to love. Those are our neighbors. You know, people often think of Jesus as this stately, powerful, dignified, and beautiful. But he experienced homelessness several times in his life, according to the scripture. And Jesus urged believers to treat the powerless among them, people in need of hope, of food, of shelter, of money, of other assistance, as they would treat him.